of opposition in Parliament, Joel Senyonyi, has raised concerns over the inclusion of the Protection of Sovereignty Bill 2026 on the order paper. Yet the Joint Committees on Defence and Internal Affairs and Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee have not begun collecting public views. Last week, the State Minister for Internal Affairs, David Muhoozi, tabled the bill in which the government seeks to provide for the protection of Uganda's sovereignty and designate the department responsible for peace and security as the entity in charge of registering and regulating agents of foreign interests. During today's plenary, Senyonyi noted that he was worried that Parliament could proceed to consider the bill without incorporating public input and requested guidance from the Speaker. The Speaker, Anita Among, clarified that the order paper is simply Parliament's work plan outlining the business to be handled before the conclusion of the 11th Parliament, and tasked the joint committees to receive all the views from the public for consideration.
The committee has yet to sit and embark on, you know, getting input from the different stakeholders. Meetings have not kicked off yet, but I got a bit confused and perplexed when I saw on the order paper the bill has been scheduled for second and third reading. So I was left in abeyance because if I could just finish raising the issue. So I thought it would be good that we get that guidance, because when we see it on the order paper for second and third reading, meanwhile committee meetings have not kicked off, we have not shared. Well, it's a critical bill.
We have put all the things that we have to cover in the order paper so that they know that they have to work.
The chairperson of Parliament's Defence Committee, Wilson Kajwinji, has informed the House that the bill has attracted a significant public interest, but noted that the committee has not yet begun scrutinising it.
We have got communication from the Bankers Association. We have got communication from Global. These are Ugandans in the diaspora. They are submitting. A lot more people are, I agree, it has interest is generating, and we are ready. Like you guided, we are going to take in all communications pertaining to the bill. We are open. Lob, you are most welcome as soon as we begin to come and present before the committee.